This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Tom Poberesny. He's still president of the Experimental Aircraft Association. But Tom, I understand things are moving along to make a change there.
That's correct, Russ. We have been, you know, this is something that's come to mind for me a number of years ago, and the fact is that EAA has had two presidents since its founding in 1953. That's myself and my father, and both with the same last name. And so the next president is obviously not going to come from within our family, and it's going to be a major change to the organization. So we've given it in-depth thought. We went through a process a few months ago that we didn't reach a successful conclusion, but we learned a lot from it. We've re-energized the process and are actively going to be out there looking for a successor so I can move on to be solely chairman of the board.
Okay. Do you have a short list now?
No, we don't have a short list. What we want to do is we want to be, in getting the right person, be as broad as possible in terms of reaching out to a significant spectrum of the aviation and non-aviation community. One of the key aspects is finding someone who's passionate about flying, whether they work in the aviation industry or not. We're in the process of final discussions with two search firms, and we'll select one within the next week. And once that's been done, we'll go out into the field and actively look for candidates.
Okay, well, there was, I guess, sort of a hope and some speculation that the decision would have been made by AirVenture 2009, but that sort of fell apart, right?
That's correct. And like I say, we learned from that process. It's a major effort. We've never done something of this nature before, and you want to do everything you can to be sure that you've got the right candidate that fits the needs of the organization.
Okay, so was the earlier process simply an application process where people applied? You didn't use headhunting firms?
Yes, we did. And it's not unusual that in searches you aren't necessarily successful first time through, and there are a lot of reasons why we weren't, and we've learned from that process and are moving forward in a positive manner.
On another note, understand there's been a change at the board level, and I think it might even come as a surprise that Vern Rayburn was even on the board.
Well, Vern had been on the board for a number of years and decided that he wanted to resign and submitted his resignation a few weeks ago.
How are things looking with the board and the overall structure of EAA? When you change presidents and CEOs, often there's a desire to change other things. Is there a chance that that's going to happen?
Russ, I think time will tell. I think what you have to look at the success of the organization is enjoying right now in a difficult time. A lot of people looking to EA for leadership, along with many of the other fine aviation organizations, and the success of AirVenture this year in terms of attendance, participation, industry success indicates that we're heading the right direction. We just want to raise the bar to the next level.
Well, when do you hope the change of command will take place? Is there a target date?
Well, it's not necessarily a target date. We want to do it as effectively as possible. The key will be the process is directed by the search firm working with our search committee. And, you know, we want to do it as efficiently and effectively as possible without dragging our feet, but at the same time, giving enough time to do an adequate search.
Okay, well, we appreciate your time today, Tom. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.